Hello and welcome. This is Chrisanne from Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. Today we're going to be talking about what does it mean to be a modern psychic? Yes, I guess I'm calling myself modern and I am a psychic. But you know, there's a lot of perceived, whether they be positive or negative, views about psychics. And I have been a psychic for a very long time. I have been a psychic since the age of 3 was when I first had the recognition that I was talking to those that were on the other side. So I'm a medium, as well as being a psychic that does readings and the Akashic Records, which is your soul's history and your soul's past lives. I can see what happened in the past and how that correlates to what's going on now. I'm also an animal communicator, both living and deceased. And I do your regular psychic stuff, past, present, and future. That being said, in this modern time, how do we utilize those gifts? Because I think everybody has a level of psychicness to them. Whether it be you listen to your gut instincts, you listen to that little voice within your head, everybody has a something. Whether it be, oh, get ready, the phone's going to ring, or, hey, don't take that exit off the highway, take a different one. And then you find out maybe there was an accident or something that way. Everybody has a something. You need to be able to just recognize and give yourself credit for it. I happen to have been very connected with my psychicness from a very young age. I'm from a long line of psychics. So this was very much encouraged within me, within my family. I'm very lucky and very blessed that my family was very, very open to this. I'm half Armenian, so the Armenian side of my family was very, very open to this. I'm also quarter English, etc. And the English side didn't really know much about what was going on within all of that. But my Armenian side of the family did. And it was very much encouraged because many people within my extended family, as well as close family, have an awareness of their connection, of their gifts as well. So what does it mean to be a modern psychic? You know, we know many years ago, psychics were called soothsayers or witches or all different hosts of things, many positive as well as negative connotations. I am happy to say I'm a psychic because I'm very blessed to be able to help people. And I say that from a place of non-ego. I say that because I get feedback saying, thank you for helping me. I don't set out saying, oh, I'm going to help you. No, I give you messages. I give you information, and it's what you choose to do with it and how you choose to use it within your life. That's one way I use my psychic abilities. I do paid readings for other people. I have a website. You can go check out my website. You can go purchase a reading on my website, etc. The other way that I use my psychicness is within my own personal life. You know how we were saying, oh, don't take that exit off the highway. I listen to those things. If I'm getting a feeling to do this or not to do this, I listen. Within these modern times, within this human experience that we are all having, I pay attention. That's one of the biggest things. Pay attention. That is how you embrace your psychicness within these modern times, within this human existence. There is so much going on within our lives. We have information coming at us from so many avenues, whether it be the people in our lives, whether it be the TV, the radio, the internet, so many different online ways that we can stream information or get information. There is an abundance of information out there at all times. You need to listen to your own information. You need to be able to trust yourself enough to say, yes, so-and-so is telling me this, but I'm getting a feeling that this might be a little bit better. And if you can trust your gut, it's been proven to you that you can trust your gut instinct, then go with it. If it's telling you something horrible, wrong to do, some very negative things, that's not your psychicness. That's something else. And you might need to seek medical attention for that. And please understand that there is a very big difference. And it's okay to seek medical attention, whether it be from a doctor, a trusted counselor, etc. So if you're getting messages to do negative, hurtful, harmful things, that is not your psychicness. That is you needing medical attention. And please do reach out to a medical professional for that. But when it comes to, let's take this message and let's put it into use of not taking that exit on the highway. Okay, I really didn't want to go up to the next exit on the highway because it's going to take me a little bit longer out of my way, but okay, I feel like I need to do that. You find out later that was the best thing that you could have done. That's listening to your gut. That's listening to your psychicness. That is saying, okay, I trusted in my message that I'm getting. There's my proof, because later I saw on the news that there was a horrible accident. And, you know, you send love and light to those people that were in the accident, that everybody be okay. But you are fortunate enough to not be at that place in that time, because maybe you would have been delayed even longer. That's the trust. You need to build that trust up. Now, sometimes as a kid, because I was a very psychic child, it was very easy for me to trust because I knew no different. I knew the messages I was getting. I could see that it was the truth. In some families, those messages are suppressed. They're belittled, they're poo-pooed, they're not accepted. That wasn't the case in my family. So if you were from, and the majority of families are not like my family, the majority of the families are in the negative, unfortunately, they're afraid of it. They're afraid of this information coming in. They're afraid of, oh my goodness, this child has knowledge beyond their years. That can be intimidating. No matter how old you are, it can be intimidating for others. So you need to approach it from a place of humility, but also be very firm in what you're getting. When I'm giving a message, and it's a message that's been requested, I never go up and give a message to somebody that's not requested, ever. And I'll explain that in a minute. But when I'm giving a message, I am very firm and I am very confident in what my messages are. I am very clear in my tone. I am very firm in my tone and I'm very direct in the way I deliver my messages. There is no wishy-washy. It is this or it's this. If you are not getting a clear message, then simply say, I'm not getting a clear message. But if you are getting a clear message, then you need to have the conviction and the knowledge to say, this is what I'm getting. Now, the reason I don't ever go up to somebody just arbitrarily, whether it be in the grocery store or whatever, and say, oh, hey, your grandmother that passed away 20 years ago is with you. Did you know she's shopping with you right now? That's not okay. Don't ever do that. I know they do that on TV, but trust me, it's for TV. It's already been set up. Don't ever do that to anybody because that person may not be in a place to hear that message. that person may be in a fragile place because maybe they just had a recent loss, or maybe they just had a horrible experience at their job, or maybe they're having a horrible day. Maybe they're having a wonderful day and that's going to completely ruin their day. There are so many different things that need to go into accepting a message. And number one needs to be asking for the message. If I get contacted by somebody that needs a reading, they're paying me for my services, we are scheduling a time, we are getting this done and taken care of, they have made it very clear to the universe, their guides, their angels, their everybody, that they are ready to receive the message. Never go up to somebody just willy-nilly and give them a message. That is never okay. And, you know, furthermore, since we're in this modern era where information is so prevalent and we have all these social apps and all these different things on our phone, if somebody contacts you and says, hey, I do readings, would you like a reading? I'm offering a deal, I'm offering a special. Don't do it. It's a scam. They're all from the same country. They all scam. It's horrible. It's terrible. And it gives my profession a super bad name because no real psychic will ever do that. If you need a reading, you come to me. It's different with me doing a little commercial or an advertisement on Facebook, but I will never contact somebody privately on social media and say, hey, would you like a reading? Here's a never. And if anybody does that, either they're pretending to be the person that they say they are, because there's a lot of people pretending to be a lot of famous psychics and they're not that person. Don't fall for it. It's a scam. It's not real. A real psychic will never approach you like that, ever. And if they claim to be a real psychic and they're doing that, walk away. I am huge on that. If somebody needs a reading, they will find a psychic. Everybody knows a psychic who knows. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. You'll find a psychic. So, there's my rant on that. So, you know, what are some other ways that we can apply these wonderful skills that frankly is an honor to have? Well, another way that I apply it in my life is I like to say that I'm an intuitive artist. So what the heck does that mean? Being an intuitive artist means that I use my psychicness in order to create my art. I'm an artist. I'm a multimedia artist as well. That's what I do to kind of decompress from the days. I create my art. So whether it be painting, sculpting, rubber stamping, mixed media, which is incorporating all of it, I open up my third eye. I open up my crown chakra. I allow that creativity to come in. I allow those messages to come in, like, hey, add this color to this. Oh, hey, use that paper in this. Or, hey, add this type of design in this. I listen. I pay attention. All artists will tell you that they just sort of get a vibe, or they get a feeling to incorporate this, or they were inspired to do this. Well, yeah, they're tapping into their psychicness, whether they know it or not. That's what they're doing. So it's really kind of neat to be able to open up and listen and then use that in all aspects of your life. I use that when I write, as well as creating my other types of visual art. But when I'm writing, I just sort of open up and allow, whether it be my automatic writing or my writing, I allow the writing to come in. I allow that those messages to sort of be downloaded through me, and the information comes in because I'm opening up psychically to be able to allow that to come in. Give it a try. See if that works for you. See how you can use some of these things. you know, I've done this when I'm cooking as well. Hey, why don't you try and add that spice? That might be really good. Okay, you know, I go and I open up my spice pantry and I have an entire door filled with all different types of spices, spice blends. I have that shelving thing that's on the door of my pantry, just completely filled with spices. So there are times I'm like, okay, what spice should I use? Okay, use that one. Okay, great. Oh, I haven't used that one in a long time. Oh, good idea. Thanks. Thanks for that idea. And I'll add that and then it comes out wonderful. Use it in all aspects. You never know the wonderful things that can come in, the wonderful ways that you can find that you can use your psychic abilities and develop them even further. Give yourself permission to be able to do that. Allow your psychicness to come in. Everybody has it in some way, shape, or form. You need to listen, believe, trust, and let it flow through you. It is so much fun to embrace this and allow it to be. Hey, it makes everything much more colorful, let me tell you. Well, I hope that gives you a little bit of encouragement to open up and use some of your psychicness. But as always, I also have some crystals that can help us. So there are some crystals that I like to use when I want to open up my psychicness even more. So if you want to get a pen and paper, this is your time to do that, because I'm going to give you a list of crystals, how I use them, why I use them. And these are going to be crystals that are going to enhance our psychicness, enhance our psychic skills, open up our third eye, open up our crown chakra, etc. Okay, so here we go. Let's get started on the list. I love apothelite. Apothelite is a really high vibration stone. It really is a great buzzing stone that vibrates around your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, and then up from there. It vibrates in through the 21 chakras above your crown chakra. It's a super cool stone to work with. It doesn't physically vibrate, but it energetically vibrates. When you are open and aware and you hold an apothelite in your left hand, because the left brings the energy in, oh, it's so wonderful and it's so cool. It opens you up. The thing I like to, let me talk about before I get into that. Apothelite comes in many colors. It comes in a clear, it comes in a green, it comes in a red, etc. My favorite is the clear apothelite to work with. It's a medium priced stone. It can get a little pricey the bigger the piece you get. This is the one stone that I will admit, size matters. The bigger the apothelite, the bigger the return you're going to get on that energetic traveling. If you want to open up for bringing in some of that psychic information, or you want to meditate and really go there in your meditations, apothelite is a wonderful stone to use. But once again, my favorite is the clear apothelite. Apothelite's coming from many places. India is one of the places that apothelite is coming from. But you know, apothelite is readily available. It's easier to find. It is a fragile stone, so just maybe have a special bag for it or a special basket for your apothelite. I love to accompany my apothelite with prehnite. Prehnite is a green stone, and sometimes it can have a little bit of black lines running through it, but it's a very pretty green. And I love to have apothelite and prehnite combined. When I combine my apothelite with the prehnite gives you the ability to speak the information that you're getting from the apothelite. The prehnite gives you the ability to speak that psychic information from the heart. That's why I like that combination. It's a really cool combination. Carry them both on the left-hand side. You can actually put them in your left-hand side, your left hand, I'm sorry. Put them in your left hand if you're doing a meditation or if you're doing some psychic reading for yourself, whatever. Keep them on the left-hand side of your desk if you are a professional psychic like me. They're a wonderful combo. It's my favorite combo for using for psychic abilities. Another one that's very easy, it's a very simple vibration stone, is amethyst. So if you can't get your hands on apatholite and prehnite, amethyst is a wonderful stone that will help you open up your third eye. Amethyst is an easily available stone. You're getting some beautiful stone out of Maine. Has some nice, beautiful amethyst. Brazil, Uruguay, other places like that are where a lot of our amethyst is coming from right now. They're beautiful, easy, very accessible, very affordable stones. The bigger the amethyst, maybe you're going to get an amethyst cathedral or something like that, then you're getting an investment piece of stone. But to get a simple, small, tumbled amethyst or simple amethyst point, very easily accessible and affordable. So amethyst is a great stone to help with your psychicness on your third eye level. Lapis is another wonderful stone that helps with opening up your third eye. And it will also help you speak your messages as well. Lapis is a beautiful deep blue that has this beautiful gold veining through it. It's a beautiful stone. It's cool to the touch. So it also can be very calming in an odd way as it's opening up your third eye and your throat chakra to be able to speak those messages that are coming forth. So to recap, I like to use apatholite, prehnite, amethyst, and lapis. And those are some investment pieces as well as some very easily accessible, affordable pieces to get. So I hope this helps. I've given you a couple different ways to utilize your psychic abilities, learn to trust, and have fun playing with these stones. And all of these you're going to carry on the left-hand side. The left-hand side brings the energy in. The right-hand side lets the energy out. So carry them or place them on the left-hand side while you're doing a reading, while you're doing a meditation, while you're doing artwork, while you're doing some writing. All of these will work wonderfully for you. Left-hand side of the body is your left-hand side, not the left hand of the desk. If you're facing the desk, it's the left-hand side of your desk as you're sitting at the desk. People ask me that all the time. So give those a try. If you're interested in purchasing stones, I do have stones available on my website. My website is a great place to get in touch with me. I have all my psychic readings are posted on my website if you would like a reading with me. So check out my website. It's www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. My email, guess what? elementalenergieswithchrisanne@gmail.com. But also check out my Facebook page, which I will post a lot of specials when I'm offering a reading special or whatever. I will post that on my Facebook page, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I'm pretty consistent with that name, in case you haven't noticed. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and you psychically knew enough to tune in to this podcast. I wish you well. And check out my website because I'm going to be offering some more classes on how to develop your psychic skills as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be free.